The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
But I have experienced being so distraught that all I could do was say, Jesus, Jesus.
Next, two lives turned upside down by devastating circumstances. Her son committed murder. His son was paralyzed in a horrible car accident.
We have an opportunity to see God, and then God uses those things.
Escaping the prison of our circumstances to experience a miracle. Next.
Today. Thank you so much for joining us. Maybe you're at home watching or you're on the road, but thank you so much for being a part of Life Today. I'm Betty Robinson, and this is James.
Yeah, and I've been talking to our guests that you're going to meet, and I've still got a kind of a tear in my throat, in my heart, because I'm talking to two people that have had the kind of experiences that no one ever even imagines in your most horrific thought patterns. You can't imagine. Well, this guest of ours, he did turn in front of someone, and it hit his 6-year-old son and basically medically decapitated him in that it separated his skull from his spine and pulled it up several inches apart, and made his spine, ultimately his x-rays revealed, look like just a huge curve, just totally destroyed. And the boy came back from heaven, basically, is what happened. And after being in a coma 2 months, and it inspired the story, The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven. It's a New York Times bestseller already. And Kevin Malarkey is here with us. It's the father that made the mistake. And then we have Carol Kent, who speaks all over the world for God about how great he is. And her son is serving a life sentence in prison for murder. And made just a terrible mistake in an emotional moment that he thought was a sound moment of defense. And there's no chance of parole. She's written a book, Between a Rock and a Grace Place, not a hard place. It was a hard place, became a grace place. Both of them are here with us. And as I visited with them and just heard their stories, I just couldn't contain the emotion. Not just because of the pain, but the emotion of how the grace of God is sustaining them. And they're both here. We've talked to them individually. I hope you heard them. You can always go online, lifedaily.org, and scroll back to a particular day with a guest and hear their story. And it's very worthwhile to do that and even forward it to others. But they're both here with us, and I want to talk about this enabling God that gave him grace to not just endure, but to really have peace that passes understanding. Would you welcome Kevin Malarkey and Carol Kent to Life Today? I almost find myself having a hard time, saying we'll share, because I become a wreck.
And it's That's just, why we love you, James.
Well, thank you for that. I identify with what you feel in your heart, and I certainly just am, the joy of the Lord can bring you to tears of joy, of His grace. Carol, you told me that you wanted to talk about people pouring out love and compassion on you when your heart's broken and your son's in prison. Now then, you've got a prison ministry and you're speaking everywhere and setting people free from their own personal bondage and their misery and helping them find this grace place. Tell me about some of the expressions that helped you walk through this incredibly difficult time in your life.
Well, we had a team of people who became literally our stretcher bearers, and they put together a monthly email list of how tangible help could be sent to us. We were financially needy, emotionally needy, spiritually needy, and they literally did become the hands and feet of Jesus to us. And then as the years go by, sometimes those gestures of compassion wear down when there's a long illness or a long prison sentence or a forever time and not being able to walk, and as as we began to go through all of this, you feel less and less control. And we had just gone through another Christmas. I was putting away the Christmas decorations with my husband, and the phone rang, and it was one of the officers at the prison. And he said, Mr. and Mrs. Kent, your son was rushed to the hospital yesterday with a burst appendix. He's had surgery. He'll probably be back at the prison tomorrow. I said, excuse me? He had a burst appendix and he'll probably be back to the prison tomorrow? Where is he? And they said, well, that would be a security risk for us to tell you where he is. We're not allowed to tell you where he is, and don't go try checking around. That would not be good. Every day for the next 5 days, we called and asked where he was and how he was doing. All we knew was that he was still alive. Mm. And so with my broken mother heart, knowing my son had had very serious surgery, I began to pray that God would send someone to my son who would be like a mother. Mm. And I knew he had two armed guards at his room all the time. And when he finally got back to the prison, he said, Mom and Dad, you won't believe what happened. He said, my legs began to swell up, and I had on leg irons with a chain between my legs. He said, I couldn't have even walked, let alone run, in my condition. But he said there was this lovely middle-aged nurse, Nurse Betty, who saw my physical need. And she went to the officers and said, gentlemen, you're going to have to remove those leg irons so that I can get some circulation going in this young man's legs. And she talked them into removing those leg irons, and she massaged my legs. And then I needed to learn how to stand up again. And she got me standing, and she said, now, son, you just lean against me until you get your bearings. Mm-hmm. And he said, Mom, she just held on to me, and it was just like you were hugging me. Mm-hmm. And I realized that God had very specifically answered my prayer with this divine surprise of mercy when I could not be there myself. And I just love that about God, how it's just like Corrie Ten Boom said today, what did you do today that only a Christian would have done? And there are people in our lives who have just poured themselves out on our behalf in the most loving ways, and we didn't even know Nurse Betty. God just prompted her to do that.
I live with Nurse Betty. Nurse Betty's taken real good care of me. A year ago, I had a staph infection. We were fighting for my life, and Nurse Betty took real good care of me because Jesus is in her. And I tell people I see Jesus every day because I live with somebody full of Jesus. And I really do, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I think that's awesome. And everybody watching, you can be that expression of Jesus in somebody's life. You can undergird the ministries that God has put before you to help, and thank you for doing that. But you could also find someone to touch with God's love.
That's what I think. I heard that God cares so much about what we care about.
He
and who
does.
We care about.
And Betty, the Bible says he's close to the brokenhearted. Mm-hmm. And because I've been flat out needy, I feel that. I call my first identification picture that was taken for my prison visits Mama's mugshot, because it is the ugliest, sorriest, sobbingest picture you have ever seen in your life. But I have experienced being so distraught that all I could do was say, Jesus, Jesus, and that was enough.
By the way, when you're distraught and distressed, you might just try that. And you know, because he's listening, just go ahead and cry it. And you know, Kevin, you saw your son become paralyzed from the neck down. Now 6 years later, still is. He's had the surgery, which we got the X-ray pictures of how they straightened his little spine. It just looks like it's got an awful lot of help to be straightened out, and he's still fighting a lot of difficulties. Could have died even in some of the surgeries that you've had subsequently. But you have experienced grace to where your whole family is talking about Jesus. I want to read from your book, the little boy that came back from heaven, which is about your son, about Alex. I want to read what you wrote, and you wouldn't claim to be a poet, right? That wouldn't be...
Not in public, no.
Listen to what he wrote about his son who's paralyzed. This little guy did see Jesus, saw heaven's incredible story. You talk about theologically leak-proof, but things that Jesus told him and showed him, and he said, you can share this. You can share this, your parents. Don't share some with anybody ever. This is our deal. And you can tell your parents some things they can share, some things they're not to share. But he shares what he can. It's awesome. But Dad wrote a poem about his son. Alex cannot walk. Jesus walked on water. Alex cannot talk. God spoke the universe into existence. Alex cannot breathe. The Holy Spirit is the breath of life. Therefore, I will not look to the world, but to the Word. I will not look to my son, but to my Father. I will not see with my eyes, but with my heart. I will not fall victim to the prison of circumstance. Powerful. I will worship my God and abide in His hope. Let it be. Those are powerful words. Not be the victim to the prison of circumstance. And Carol, you certainly identify with how quickly that could happen. What all does God want people to hear through you and Alex and your entire family as you walk in grace?
Well, I think that we have a choice in what we choose to see in the world and what's happening. And if you look at a situation like Carol's or like ours, you can choose to see God or you can choose to be angry at God, which always baffles me. In my case, I drove the car. Why would I be mad at him? But we can see all these negative things, but, you know, we have an opportunity to see God, and then God uses those things. And if we will stop feeling sorry for ourselves sometimes, He'll use it. Well, we're sitting around here talking about the prison of circumstance. Alex, I don't feel sorry for Alex. Alex doesn't feel sorry for Alex. Matter of fact, believe it or not, we've developed a top 10 ways Daddy's tried to hurt Alex. We laugh about it. The car accident's number 4. Okay, so, I mean, you have a way you can look at it, and we laugh about it now. I mean, it's painful. You can tell. I tear up both shows. Sure. It's painful, but it's also, that's when God's at His best. The Bible says He's strong when we're weak, and what I've learned, if I won't get weak on my own, He'll help me.
What does Alex want everybody to do? You told him that the book was a bestseller on the New York Times list. He loves sports. So here you are, you got, you know, setting some kind of record, you know, getting this book out on New York Times bestseller. It's got to be pretty big, you know, like batting 300 or hitting 30 or 40 home runs. Yeah. But that was no big deal to him. What was the big deal to him? What did he want?
Yeah, I tried to explain to him. He didn't know what it was at first. And I told him, I said, it's kind of like making the Yankees. And he goes, oh, I don't care. And I said, really? He said, well, tell me when they know Jesus. I said, well, I'm hoping that if they read it, they can know Him better or something. And then you know, we're supposed to be talking about our book. He said, oh, then have them read the Bible.
This is a 12-year-old. Yeah. We're talking about a 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Wisdom God.
You know, it's the two of you have tasted pain that none of us want to taste. I mean, I've had my share. When I think about what you all have been through, you just think you'd scream at the top of your lungs and get no relief. You'd think, where's God? You just ask all kind of questions, you know, why this? What if I'd have done X? What if this had happened? Why didn't this happen? And I really feel, and I mean, God has basically shouted this into my spirit, that we'll never have a satisfactory answer to all the whys, but we could get one about what do you want to do with it? Mm-hmm. What do you will to do with it? What can you do with it if I yield this to you? Is that where you all are? What do you want to do?
James, I would just say that one of the big things God is shouting to me right now is to be surprised by Thanksgiving. To give Him thanks in all things. I thank God Jason has taken 8 groups through Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University course, teaching these men how to do a budget and draw up a checkbook properly.
You need to take the whole country through that. Hey, how about we start in Washington and teach the group up there about that?
He has 12 guys, inmates in a prayer group, and these men fast and pray for the needs of each other and their families. And I mean, they just get on their faces before God. And I know that God is using these men in profound ways. And I rejoice in that.
I want you to do something for me while, Kevin, I want you to respond to some of Carol's chapter titles. I want you to listen to this. Grace in the hardest of places, surprised by faith. Angels in disguise, surprised by mercy. Your boy knows about a lot about angels. He talks about it in this book, the boy that came back from heaven. Longing for a better life, surprised by contentment. The Secret Power of Gratitude, Surprised by Thanksgiving. Unexpected Kindness, Surprised by Favor. Why Do You Weep, Surprised by Joy. A Different Kind of Liberty, Surprised by Freedom. Dwelling in the Grace Place, Surprised by Adventure. Is that any of those chapters jump out to you? How about Angels in Disguise, Surprised by Mercy?
Yeah, well, one of the things that stand out is just the use of surprise, that we think we know God.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And He's always got a surprise. He's always got more. I related to what you said about the people, the nurse helping you and you didn't know her. We had so many people help us that we didn't know. Praying around the clock, people at the hospital would say, wow, I can't believe that person prayed from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Who are they? I'd say, I don't know.
Did you meet people that came to you that their kindness was so appropriate in a godly fashion and so timely?
By the thousands.
Did you meet people over and over that have surprised you in the way they revealed Jesus to you in that moment?
Absolutely. A businessman said, I want to put a generous amount of money into Jason's inmate account every year so that he can bless the lives of inmates who have no one who cares anymore. He said, I know the average number of lifers, like the average number of years lifers like Jason even get visits is 5 years, and then nobody comes anymore. And he has empowered our son to buy postage stamps and deodorant and to show kindness to these men when they have nothing. And the gift keeps spreading, because when people do those gifts of favor and kindness to you, you can't help but do it for somebody else.
Let me just say, I'm gonna close as directly as I can with you. And you really do need to hear this. You can watch us every day and be blessed by what you hear. And I'm glad you are. And you can help us do what God's called us to do and bless others. And I pray you will. But you know where you will really find life? When you start looking for somebody you could just touch, just care. I'm telling you now, do you know that the enemy has got many of you by the throat where you never speak a word of blessing? Never speak a kind word. Never say, how's your day? Could I pray for you about something? Just notice. I mean, just help somebody do something. Do something for a neighbor. Do something. Notice them. Speak to them. Encourage them. Ask God to make you sensitive. You have so much more that you can release of God. If you just begin to let the river flow, just begin, just open the faucet of your heart and release the love of God towards somebody. Please let God's love begin to flow through you. God will use you. Would you say thanks to our guests for sharing their heart? And I really believe sharing the heart of God. Both books are in the bookstore. The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven, Between a Rock and a Grace Place. And I pray you'll get them. And you know, both of you, I appreciate the fact y'all have let us know you like our program.
Not we just love because your
you've
program.
You've watched us for a long time, Kevin. You and your family. And Carol, you've been a fan and a supporter for years and only been here. But let me tell you something. Right now, we are reaching out to people who will not live if we don't give them a way to live. And I plead with you not to turn away, not to look and say, okay, I know what's coming now. Do you really know what's coming now? It's your opportunity to begin to let the river of God's love and His life flow through you where you can make that connection. Do you know what I used to say? The missionaries that help people and save their lives and show the love of God, they're the greatest people on the planet. Do you know what the missionaries have told me over and over? Hear it. It's what the missionaries say. No, James, the greatest people you'll ever meet are the people you know who watch you, who help us do what God's called us to do. They enable us to do it. Those are the greatest Christians and the greatest people. And you know what? When I realize how you enable them to express God's love so freely, I realize in so many ways they're right. I want you to watch, and then I want you to be the answer to this need. Watch closely. You can cover with love.
You can see the skin. How loose the skin is here. It probably weighs 15 pounds. There's not much hope for this child.
And it does save lives, mission feeding. It's where you get to be literally the hands of Jesus. Betty, I saw that little boy try to cover up, and then I saw his little hands on his face. I wish I could put my hands, and I have many times, put my hands on a little face, turn them up and say, Jesus loves you. We love you. We can save those children's lives. I couldn't stand to see those little stick-like figures wrapped up in some kind of cloth blanket covering to be put down in a grave. Those children will never go to an entertainment park. They'll never have the things our grandchildren and our children have here in advanced countries of the world. They just want a chance. They can have more fun with a stick and a string ball. And just play it. Give them a chance. Give them a chance. This is the last week of mission feeding, and I tell you, Betty, we need a miracle. Mm-hmm. We need the biggest outpouring of response. We need everybody watching all over the world to call. $30, $50, $100. We can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 2 months. But I'm just telling you, I'm being honest with you. You know, there's a food crisis. There's some economic shortages, and we feel it. And there have been some people have been unhappy with me because I said our nation needs to repent and we need an about face, and I'm getting scolded. But I'm never going to stop calling us back to God, and I'm never going to stop asking you to be the hands of Jesus. I'm never going to stop trying to help the poor. I want to help the poor everywhere. Would you please help us right now? Betty, I pray everybody watching.
James, and you know, I can never ask you to help in situations like this and separate my heart as a mother from these children. I think about the mothers that watch their children, just like these children you just saw, skin and bones. That's all they are. But that mother has watched that child, if they have a mother still around, watched that child die slowly and sometimes just hours after hours and watch them die and then have to bury them. Please join with us. This is something that doesn't have to happen because we can solve the situation. We can be a part of helping these children to live by giving them food. That's all they need.
The missionaries, Betty, have found the grave situation where the need is critical. And they're in place. And they said, we'll stay here, but don't leave us empty-handed. We'll feed them. We'll take care of them. So I'm asking you to dial that number. Please take a bank card, use it like a check, or write a check and make it to Life. You can go online, and that'd be wonderful if you do that, lifetoday.org, and say, here's my gift. It depends on you. Three little children somewhere will cover up like that. 5 of them, 10 of them. Would you cover them with love? Will you cover them with care, please? Would you give us something to feed them so we can keep the missionaries in place? We found the children. Will you give them a chance, please? And this is our last week of this mission feeding emphasis. Please help.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 500,000 children throughout remote areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With previous food reserves gone and Southern Africa facing its worst conditions and food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the God's Kingdom in You audio series and companion scripture guide. James and Betty Robison, along with Beth Moore, inspire you to live every day in the power and presence of God. With your gift of $125 or more to help feed 10 children, you may request both the video DVD and audio series with scripture guide. As a bonus, we'll also send you Jim Hilton's new book, The Supernatural Skyline. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help save the lives of 100 children, and be sure to request the beautiful new Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. This is the last week. Call, write, or make your gift online.
Would you please, if you got a busy, write the number down or go lifetoday.org, but please be determined. And I'm asking you for the best gift you can. If possible, the largest gift you've ever given. For some of you, it'll be your first gift. This is the last week. And with all our heart, we thank you for your help. Thanks for caring. Join Betty and me in saying thanks to our special guests. Carol and Kevin, thank you. Great books in the bookstores. I hope you'll get them. Thanks for watching Life Today and sharing Life Today with someone.
Next week, James and Betty, along with Robert Morris, reveal the truths from God's Word to equip you to break the cycle of defeat in your life and live free. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.